Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, the Pat Sherman Report is sponsored by the New York Lottery. This holiday season, give the gift that dreams are made of, holiday scratch-off games from the New York Lottery. By Adorama, the official retailer of the New York Football Giants, online at Adorama.com. By Fios by Verizon, 100% fiber optic network, 100% phenomenal. Get Fios.com. The head coach of the Football Giants is Pat Sherman. Pat, welcome. What's happening?
Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Coach. What's going on?
Well, we're getting ready for the Redskins. You know,
yeah, what's left of them?
Play last night.
Yeah, what's left of that poor team? I mean, boy, I tell you, they haven't had a whole lot of breaks the last couple of weeks with injuries. That's for sure.
No, they've been plagued by injuries, actually last season as well, and certainly they've had a lot of injuries up front, and now they've had two injuries to their quarterback. So,
yep.
Big challenge for them. But listen, they're an outstanding defense. They keep the scores down. And I was with Mark Sanchez in Philadelphia, so I got a chance to work with him, and I know he won a lot of games up here for the Jets. So, you know, they'll put a plan together that he can execute, and you know, we certainly got to go down there and play well.
What'd you take out of this Bear game, which was a roller coaster ride? That's for sure. I mean, you know, did you really think let me ask it this way: did the field goal give you that much impetus? Because you had really struggled in the first half.
Right.
There was a give-up third down after two bad sacks. And then Eli hits the 9-yard play to the tight end. He kicked the bomb, and it seemed like you guys came out a different team in the second half.
Well, anytime you score before halftime, it can give you a little boost. And, you know, that's one of the better defenses you're going to play. And,
right, we knew that. But you ran at them well in the second half, and you negated the pass rush by running at them in the second half.
We did, you know, and I think more of our problem, it really wasn't blocking them. Our guys up front blocked them pretty well. Again, another good week. We didn't execute very well in the first half, and we found a way to put two drives together in the second half, I think, which really made the difference. And then certainly starting the game off with a pick six was huge. So, you know, it was a team win. You know, it was a gritty, tough win against a really good opponent. And I think we learned something about our team, you know, playing that game.
Well, what we talked about last week, Pat, I saw again this week, in that I know it's not perfect and there's still plenty of mistakes, but this team has played hard, and they played hard in that game. And listen, that game took plenty of twists and turns, including you know, them getting the onside kick and scoring, which made it tough going into overtime. And your team showed a lot of grit by having a very good drive in overtime.
No, they did a great job. You got to win games in different ways. And certainly we didn't want to give up the points at the end there for them to tie it. But, you know, you've seen teams collapse in those situations. And, you know, we came back out. We ran the ball.
I didn't think you'd win going to the overtime. I have to admit, I thought that it would be too much of a. I thought it would be too much of a downer after giving up those 10 points. I said, "Boy, this is going to be another heartbreaker." And then you guys had a very good drive.
You know what? I did think we were going to win. Like I thought we were going to win the last week as well. You know, and the one thing that Eli's good at, he's good at those situations where you need a score at the end to win a game. And you know, I think he actually made a really good throw. Unfortunately, we didn't catch it.
Oh, yeah, that should have ended the game. Hey, listen, that's a catchable ball. It should have been caught and get off the field. But you know what? That happens. He did make a very good throw there. He is a very good – he's always been a very good two-minute quarterback. He's always been a very good late-game quarterback. Always has been.
Yep, and he's displayed that this year as well. So, you know, I think we didn't – as I mentioned, we didn't do enough well enough early. Defense did a really heck of a job negating the impact their offense would have on the game, but it was a team win. You know, we got a kicker that's
You know what? He's had a great
year.
Let's be honest. He's had an incredible year. He really has. He's probably been your best player. I mean, he's had a sensational season in every way. And for the most part, except for that onside kick, and I know everyone's killing Beckham for it. And my feeling about that is this. If you don't want to play, you know, listen, you either got to go after the ball if you're on a second line or don't be out there. One or the other. If he doesn't want to be out there, I understand. But, I mean, he's got to go after the ball. That's all there is to it. I mean, but overall, your special teams have been pretty good.
They've done a nice job. And especially, I want to say, since the bye, you know, I think a lot of things have turned around for us since then. You know, we were able to put a line together that's been blocking better. It's a better evaluation of what our quarterback and our running back can do. You know, it helps, you know, when we're scoring probably 6 or 8 points more per game, which helps the defense. You know, we found a returner, you know, so we got a little bit of a return game.
Yeah, he's done a lot better. He's done a lot. He's been very good in a return game. He really has. He's done very well. And your kick has been, as we said, lights out. He's been unbelievable. So, yeah, your specials have been much better. I mean, that was a hard thing to, you know, that's onside kick. Because it's hard to get an onside kick these days. You know, with the new rules, it's really hard to get an onside kick.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't think we executed that play very well. You know, we need to. There needs to be separation between the front and the back line. We didn't really block it that well. And, you know, I think if you asked Odell, he probably maybe misjudged the pace of the ball. And then, you know, when you're close to the sideline, you can try to bat it out of bounds. But he kind of got caught there. And
he did.
You know, they did a good job, and we certainly did not.
No question. And it was tough. And there were two times where things happened. Yeah, I got to admit, I would have kicked the field goal, and I said it to myself, and I said I was going to mention it to you, on the fourth down. You ran it on first down from the one, you didn't get it. You ran it on second down, on the one, you didn't get it. You went on the third down, incomplete, and now it's fourth down. And I said, you know what, I know it's 3-6, but I said, take the 3 points. You're going to get stuffed here on the goal line. I thought you were going to run it, and you came up with a heck of a play. So I was wrong, and you guys scored a touchdown. So I would have kicked the extra point, the field goal. You guys scored the touchdown. Tell me about that play. You saved that for fourth down. What was you thinking on that play?
Well, it was really kind of in a spot. You know, we've got a list of 4 or 5 really two-point plays that we choose to run, and we had gotten big on them in our goal line set to punch it in, and that we didn't have much success there. We got to improve on there. So basically just went to the two-point playlist, and we had one we liked.
Did you run a two-point playlist on third down or no?
No, that was a goal line type play. Okay. So we were in goal line offense those first three. And then
on third down, I'm trying to remember.
Play action pass.
It was a play action pass. Okay, I'm trying to remember. Yeah. I knew it was a pass. Yeah. I couldn't remember what it was. It was
from
play
a big
action.
Set. From
gotcha.
A big
okay,
set.
So you stayed in the goal line on third down, and then you went into your two-point play stuff on fourth down.
So we got a little bit. We got smaller, and we basically ran a two-point play there, and we felt good about it. I'm glad you were wrong.
Yeah, no, listen, absolutely. I would have. I admit it because I didn't think you'd throw it. I didn't think you'd throw it there because I thought with the back you'd run it, and I said, I don't think you're going to get the yard. That's why I didn't. I'd be okay if you were going to throw it, but I thought you were going to run it. And you know what? It worked out just fine. You know, Barkley hasn't been good. He's been insanely good. I mean, he's had, when you realize I saw the thing, 67% of his yards come after contact. That's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy.
No, I think we're all seeing. I think in the building, outside the building, our fans, I think we see something each week that says, wow, this guy's really a tremendous player. And, you know, he runs it. He catches it. You know, he jumps over people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mentioned earlier.
Rare talent, I
mentioned way earlier in the year that he has a generational spirit on the field. You know, he's positive and into it. And, you know, when you give him the ball, he does amazing things. And you know, and then when he's asked about production, which is, you know, pretty darn good for a guy asked to carry the load as a rookie, you know, his comments revolve around, I'm just working on the little things. I'm trying to get better. And so for a coach to hear that, you know, you try to find out what you need to coach. You know, with a guy like that, you say, listen, just keep being you. Make sure you remember this. Because I think he sees things and he does things all the right way.
Well, there's runners who you see them, and some guys are just one-cut guys, and then you see guys who are more than that. But what you like with him is he seems to just – he'll slow play it, and then he's just got an acceleration that is just unbelievable. I mean, when, you know, when he waits on it and then he sees the hole, I mean, he just gets through there so quick, it's, he's gone. He's next thing you know, he's 8-10 yards down the field.
No, there's no doubt. And I think that, you know, I think the guys up front feel challenged to just give him a little bit of space, you know, and I think that, you know, we talked about this a while back where we talked about the dirty runs. And so he'll stick it up in there when necessary, but he still has the ability and the vision and the body control and the collision balance to bounce it where a lot of the big runs come. And so we just, it's just a really good thing when we give him the ball, and we're going to continue to do it.
That game showed me something from this standpoint. When you won the two in a row against San Francisco and Tampa Bay, I said, okay, they're going to have momentum until they lose. When you lost, I said, now I'm going to worry. In comes an 8-3 team without their quarterback, but they're still an 8-3 team, so they're playing for something. And you know they're going to be motivated, and they got plenty of talent, they got plenty of speed. We know what they are. And I said, it's going to be hard for the Giants off that loss, because that loss is going to stop them in their tracks. And then you guys bounce back with a big effort in terms of just spirit and effort. Even hearing the noise in the building late in the game, I thought it was a very good win for you guys.
No, it was a great win, and I think, you know, we're certainly not where we want to be, but, you know, along the way here, you're building your house. You know, you're trying to build a winning program and move the team forward, because we're still in a position now, if we win one at a time and get to 8, who knows? And so, you know, I keep saying that, and the guys ask me the questions all the time, and they're shaking their heads as I give them the answers, and I'm like, you know,
hey, listen, I've always said this, and listen, this division plays into that. Until a team has a 9 in the loss column, they're playing for this season until they have a 9 in the loss column. That's all there is to it. Once you have a 9, you know that it's not this year. But even 8, I understand, is like 1%. I understand that. But until it's a 9, it doesn't matter. And that's all there is to it, because you never know how things are going to work out. So you're still playing that way. But you know what? These wins matter, and you've won 3 out of 4 now.
They do matter, and a high percentage of these guys that we're playing with this year are going to be here next year. And, you know, I think you and I have talked about it already, about how, you know, you sort of learn how to lose, but you got to learn how to win again. And I think that's part of the process that we're going through. And when we're playing this season, out trying to win every game. And you do it every year that way, and then you just see where it takes you.
I thought that, you know, obviously big week with some guys making big plays on defense.
Right.
Obviously people are going to talk about interceptions and pick sixes, but I thought Vernon had his best game by a mile. I thought he had a very good game on Sunday.
No question.
I thought it was best I've seen Vernon all year, maybe in 2 years.
No, that was the disruption that we want to see from him. He played outstanding. I mean, he got sacks. He disrupted in the run game. He had tip passes. You could feel his presence, and you can see how unsettling it is for an offense when guys are in the backfield making plays.
No,
he had his best game. Hill had production. He flashed. Obviously, Ogletree.
Yeah, we know him. Yeah. I mean, well, he had a terrific. His second interception was a better play than the touchdown. That second interception was a great catch.
Unbelievable. And then the guy that just keeps playing hard, and I think he had his best game too, was Jackrabbit. You know, he was competitive. He made plays, and you know, I'm fond of his spirit as well. So for those guys, and especially for OV, I think it was great. We know he has it in him, and it was just outstanding, the production he had.
We're talking with Pat Shurmur as the Giants 4-8 get ready to take on the Redskins with obviously into the last quarter of the season here. You know, it's amazing how these seasons twist and turn, and you know,
right,
where teams are a quarter later. And I understand. Listen, no one's saying you guys are where you're supposed to be,
and
we all know that. But you know, it has been a lot better the last quarter of the season. You have won 3 out of 4. It's not enough. I understand you wanted to win 4 out of 4. We all wanted you to win 4 out of 4, and you could have won that game. You're up 19-3. But the bottom line is, the team clearly is starting to play like a football team.
Well, I think you're right. I think, you know, I tell them all the time, let's make it look like football. And there's more things we're doing right. But by the way that game played out the other night, you know, you shouldn't let a team creep back into it and tie you. So there's areas where we got to still get better. You know, and those are the things. Those are the issues of the day. That's the tactics of getting ready for the next game. But the spirit, you know, the toughness, the resiliency, you know, the things that are demanded of our sport, you need to see from the team. And I think we have it. You know, I think we have those types of things. Now, we got to get better in a lot of areas, and I think that's pretty obvious as well.
You think this – now, listen, you're in year one here.
Right.
You think this carryover? You think next year when you reconvene and you're 7-9 or 8-8 if you're lucky, you think it that these games when you went 6-2 down a stretch are going to – you might have – different guys at key positions. You think it helps you that much that you built that this year?
I think everything's connected. So, to your point, if you can end the season winning games and winning many games and putting yourself in a position to maybe be in the playoffs, and if you fall short, you fall short. But I think that does carry over because it's not a whole new team. In fact, most of these young men are going to be here next year. You know, every team's a little bit different, certainly. But and so the most of the guys becomes the foundation for next year. So having gone through the adversity that we did of a 1-7 start, which was it's not anywhere near where you need to be, and then being able to fight through it, you know, you learn something from that. And then again, that's another, you know, perseverance. That's another thing that's demanded of our sport. And so if you learn from it, it certainly carries over.
Well, let me ask you the obligatory question that I just led you into, and that is, can you see, are you comfortable with Eli Manning being your quarterback next year? He's under contract next year.
You know what? I think those are you know, off-season discussions. You know, I'm really pleased with the way he's been playing of late. You know, I think he probably played, you know, he did enough to help us win. And listen, I'm fond of all.
You know,
the things
we can
Eli
still
is.
Play. You know, we can still
yeah.
play. I mean, we all know we can still throw the ball. But the question is, I mean, that's a bit. That's going to be your biggest question that you have to answer. Obviously, it's always about the quarterback. You know that. So that's going to be the one you're going to hear is whether or not not
sure.
the. See, I'm not interested in whether someone else is going to play this season. I think that's foolish at this point. I think now the question is, what's his future be in his last year of his contract? Where is he? Is he here or not here?
Yeah, I can't answer that.
Well, you could say you want him next year. I mean, that's obvious.
Of course,
yes.
Of course, I'm fond of everything that Eli brings to the table. I'm fond of who he is as a person. You know, I get a chance to see him behind the scenes, and I see how hard he works, and I know how hard he really wants to win. You know, and I think, but no matter what the talent level of the quarterback is, the team around him has to play well, too. And we weren't doing enough things around him.
No question. No question.
And we're getting better in those areas. And I think that plays into what you were saying about it looks more like football now.
Well, it does.
And I think that helps the quarterback be better as well.
Hey,
it's all connected.
If it's just about the quarterback, why has Aaron Rodgers got 4 wins?
There you go.
I mean,
it's about all of us, really.
It is. You got to put a team around him. I mean, we all know that. I mean, you got to block for him. You know, you don't block and tackle. You know, nothing happens well in this game. You know that. So,
no question.
So, I mean, but that's going to be the one that's the interesting one to me. And listen, I learned a long time ago that when they keep score, it's important. So, you know that.
No doubt.
And especially for you, because that goes next to your record. I'd want to win every one of them if I'm you. You know what?
No
that's
doubt.
Your. That goes next to your. You got a personal record that can't. So every time you can put a W up, that's a big deal.
No, we do. I mean, we all have personal records, and you know, I'm trying to help build this into a championship team. And you know, when you take over a 3-13 operation, you know that happened for a reason. So now we got to try to change the reasoning and move forward. And you know, so there's some pain as you build, but along the way you got to win games, because learning how to win games again is how you get it started.
So have you been, is it fair to say you've been happy with what you've seen for the last 4 games?
No, there's plenty of plays in the game that drive me nuts.
Sure.
Trust me.
Sure. Yeah,
but in total.
And you can be better. I know you can be better. We all know that. Yes.
Yeah. No, I think that's just.
But you've won 3 out of 4 games.
Yeah, winning 3. I mean, the third quarter of the season was much more of what we were looking for, certainly, and in terms of wins, because right is right. And winning is what we're trying to get done here. And so that helps also kind of push the guys along, knowing that what we're trying to do here is right. And So, yeah, I mean, we feel better about where we're going. And certainly when you win football games, that's what we're trying to do.
I'd just like to see Ingram get back and be a part of this offense because I want to see them all when they're all in there together. And yeah. I like Ellison. I think he's a very useful player. I like him. But I want to see what Ingram can bring, like when he brought when he made that huge play a couple of weeks back and broke the game open. Is he close or is it going to be a problem with his hamstring?
Yeah, well, he's coming back, so he's going to do more this Wednesday being tomorrow than he did last Wednesday. So, you know, he's on track. So we'll just have to see how he responds tomorrow and take it from there.
Do you worry about your rookie running back hitting a wall? Do you believe in that at all? Or do you worry about his number of carries? Does any of that concern you? Have you seen anything from him that would show you he's worn down at all?
No, you know, and I think times are different now. Even college seasons are longer now.
Yeah,
so
they are.
They're more used to the rigors of a long season. He takes really good care of himself. You know, I think our bye came at the right time, you know, where I think everybody kind of needed a little time away. And so, you know, we got a one-month push here, one game at a time. But to answer your question, he's always ready to go.
Gotcha. All right, thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Pat Shermer, the Giants have won 3 out of 4. And, hey, listen, it's not enough. They needed 4 out of 4 to keep this interesting. I understand that, but they didn't. But at least one, listen, 3 out of 4, 4-8's better than 1-7. That we'd all agree with that. And that's where they are right now. And the Redskins, obviously, off their, listen, I didn't think they'd beat them last night. I thought they'd, you know, I picked the Eagles this way. I thought they'd win easy. I did not think the game would be close. They're so beat up. It's not fair. I mean, and now more injuries on top of that. So, I mean, everything is just falling apart for the Redskins. You know, it happens. I mean, you know, you start losing quarterbacks right and left. There's not much you can do in this league. That's just the way it works. So they get the Redskins this week on the road. All eyes in the division, of course, will be on the Cowboys and the Eagles. And the Eagles, the Giants breathed life into the Eagles. And now the Eagles got it again. And now they play a very big game coming up Sunday in Dallas against the Cowboys. Very big game, as a matter of fact. 4:25, national TV game, big game to most of the country coming up this Sunday afternoon between the Eagles and the Cowboys in Dallas. Be a very, very interesting afternoon game. Very real big game, as a matter of fact. Defending champs in Big D. This part of the season in December, that's what you're looking for back after that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.